Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. A primary care doctor in Webster City, Iowa, was sentenced to 2 months in prison and to pay a fine after previously pleading guilty to making false statements related to healthcare matters. He has also agreed to pay $316,438.96 to resolve False Claims Act allegations relating to claims that he submitted for routine visits for nursing facility residents between January 1, 2014 and November 30, 2018. Dr. Latella admitted in a plea agreement that in June 2018, the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa was conducting a civil investigation about concerns that Dr. Latella was upcoding claims submitted to Medicare and Medicaid and billing more intensive visits with patients at Webster City area nursing homes than he had performed. The United States Attorney's investigation indicted that Dr. Latella was billing over 93% of his nursing home's visits to Medicare under the most intensive and expensive claim code. For these claims to be valid, a doctor typically must spend 35 minutes at the patient's bedside and on the patient's facility floor or unit. Medicare paid more than $94 for these claims, but would have only paid no more than $32 if the least expensive claim code for routine 10-minute visits had been billed. In July 2016, a Medicare contractor sent Dr. Latella a letter warning him that his billing patterns were significantly more expensive than the other doctors. In July 2018, Dr. Latella submitted sworn written answers to the United States Attorney, in which Dr. Latella falsely declared that, with respect to certain Medicare claims in 2017 and 2018, he had spent approximately 35 minutes for each of the 12 patients' care at two nursing homes. With respect to one particular date in October 2017, Dr. Latella falsely swore that he had started visiting the nursing home patients at 7:30 a.m. and completed my visits with each patient at approximately 5:30 p.m. In truth, a federal agent had conducted in-person surveillance of Dr. Latella on that date, and Dr. Latella was only on site at the first nursing home for a total of 47 minutes, and he did not visit the second nursing home at all on that date. The administrator of the first nursing home estimated that Dr. Latella spent approximately 5 minutes with each nursing home patient during his visits to that nursing home. Dr. Latella made further false statements about claims in January and February 2018, which the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit discovered through videotaped surveillance. For example, Dr. Latella billed 9 claims for services allegedly provided to 9 Medicare patients on February 2, 2018, at a nursing home. But the surveillance showed that Dr. Latella was only on that site at the nursing home for a total of 14 minutes. Dr. Latella provided the United States Attorney with fraudulent recreated treatment notes in order to cover up his overbilling scheme. Dr. Latella's staff had a practice of shredding all notes for all nursing home patients immediately after billing the taxpayers for those services. At the time of the audit, and therefore Dr. Latella had no records of any treatment that he had ever provided to the patients at nursing homes. To recreate the notes, Dr. Latella contacted the nursing home administrators and nursing managers of various nursing homes and asked them for copies of patients' charts. In truth, elderly residents of nursing homes did not receive the care for which taxpayers paid him. And these vulnerable nursing home residents' family members could not know whether and to what extent those nursing home residents received medical care from Dr. Latella over the years. Dr. Latella was the medical director of 2 nursing homes at which he billed fraudulently. Dr. Latella also was the Hamilton County coroner, provided services to inmates in the Hamilton County Jail and in the custody of the United States Marshals Service, and he had also evaluated workers' compensation claims for a major Webster City employer. In total, Dr. Latella admitted that between January 1, 2014 and November 30, 2018, he submitted 1,140 false claims to Medicare, which were not justified, and he was paid $107,980.59 by Medicare for those claims. Dr. Lotello also admitted that he caused Medicaid to make unjustified payments in the total amount of $9,218.73 for these claims. As a part of his plea agreement, Dr. Lotello has agreed to pay no less than $107,980.59 to Medicare and $9,218.73 to Medicaid for economic losses caused by his commission of the offense. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.